All right, so have you ever gotten about halfway through a book and thought, yep, I've totally got this figured out, but then something happens and you realize, oh, there was a whole other layer to this that I completely missed?
Yeah, like you thought you just knew what the book was about, and then suddenly there's all this other stuff going on.
Yeah, exactly. And the book we're talking about today is one of those. We're diving into Mark Twain's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Oh, a classic. But also one of those books that can be deceptively simple.
Right. On the surface, it might seem like, okay, a fun adventure story about a boy and a river.
Right.
But then Twain hits you with these punches of social commentary that really stay with you.
It's true. And it's impossible to ignore the setting, right? This is 19th century Mississippi.
Pre-Civil War America.
Exactly. So he's really putting us right there in a society that's grappling with slavery, with freedom, with all these really complex issues. And that backdrop is key to understanding everything that unfolds.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got young Huck Finn, desperate to escape his abusive father.
Right.
So he does what any of us would do, naturally,
Right. Of course.
fakes his own death,
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
and ends up adrift on a raft with Jim, a
Yeah.
runaway slave.
And that's where it gets interesting because suddenly you have these two characters from completely different backgrounds thrown together by circumstance, and that raft, that river, it becomes this symbol, not just of escape, but of their parallel journeys toward freedom.
Okay, I'm already hooked. But let's back up for a second for those who might not remember every detail. Can you set the scene for us? What were some of those encounters, those situations that Huck and Jim faced on their journey downriver?
Well, they encounter all sorts of characters and get caught up in these situations that really expose the hypocrisy of society, you know, that so-called civilized world.
Yeah, the ones who think they've got it all figured out.
Exactly. Like, for example, remember that episode with the Duke and the Dauphin? These two con men who just kind of.
Oh, weasel their way onto the raft, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's hilarious. It's like, talk about your dysfunctional families. But it's Twain at his best, you know, that biting satire he's known for.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's like he's holding up this funhouse mirror to society, showing us how absurd we can be.
Exactly. For example, remember when they actually sell Jim back into slavery?
After all that Huck has done to help him.
I know, right? It's just heartbreaking, but in this really absurd, over-the-top way. But that's what makes us think, right? It exposes how ridiculous this system is, valuing money and power over a human life.
And that's what I love about Twain. He makes you laugh, but then he also punches you right in the gut with these really profound truths.
And you need that laughter, I think, to really process those truths. You see the absurdity of it all, and it makes you start to think differently.
It's like he's saying, hey, you think this is all a joke, but then he sneaks in those hard truths that make you really stop and think.
Right, and it's impossible to talk about Huckleberry Finn without addressing the elephant in the room, so to speak.
You mean the controversy surrounding it?
Exactly. The book has been sparking debate for over a century.
And for good reason. I mean, it really forces us to confront some tough questions about race and prejudice. And those are conversations that are still relevant today, right?
Absolutely. And let's be real, it's not just the historical context that makes it challenging. Twain's use of language, particularly the N-word, can be really tough for modern readers.
Right. It's one of those things where you kind of cringe when you read it, even knowing when the book was written.
Yeah, and it leads to this debate about how we reconcile that language with the book's overall message. Because on one hand, you have Huck, who seems to be grappling with his own ingrained prejudices.
Right, like you start to see those moments of empathy he has towards Jim.
Exactly. Like he's starting to question everything he's been taught about race and slavery. He's seeing Jim as a person, not just as property. And some people argue that's the point, that Twain is using Huck's internal struggle to critique the racism of his time.
Okay, so he's holding up a mirror to the ugliness, hoping to make people think. But then there's the other side of that argument, too, right? That no matter what Twain's intentions were, those words can be really harmful, especially for young readers.
Right, and that's the thing about this book. It sparks these conversations that are complex. There are no easy answers. You know, we can't erase history, but we also have to acknowledge the impact of language and how hurtful it can be.
Absolutely. And just when you think you're starting to wrap your head around all of that, Twain throws in that ending.
Oh, you mean where Jim, who we know is legally free at this point,
Right, legally free.
is subjected to Tom Sawyer's ridiculous escape plan?
Yeah. Like,
Right.
why even go there? It always felt so out of place after everything Huck and Jim had already been through.
Right. And it's like classic Tom Sawyer, you know, always wanting to be the hero. But I think Twain is using that ending to say something really important.
Like what?
Well, he's highlighting that gap between legal freedom and true equality. It's like he's saying, sure, you can change the laws on paper, but changing hearts and minds, that's a whole other battle.
So it's about more than just saying the right things. It's about actually changing the way we see and treat each other.
Exactly. As we see in the book, and sadly often in the world today, that's a much harder, messier process. And I think Twain is intentionally leaving us with that sense of discomfort, this idea that the fight for true equality, it's not over. It's ongoing.
And it stays with you long after you finish the book, too. It makes you think about things in a different way.
It really does.
Yeah.
So after going through this whole journey with Huck and Jim, from those lighter moments to the really tough stuff, what are your takeaways? Like, what really stayed with you?
You know, for me, it's that image of the river. It's always there throughout the story, almost like another character.
Yeah, it's this constant presence.
Right.
Like flowing along.
And it made me realize it's not just about escape. It's about connection, too. You know, Huck and Jim, they're floating right through the heart of this nation, a nation trying to deal with these really complicated issues.
And they're forced to make choices, some of them really difficult, against that backdrop. And it makes you think, even in those dark times, those moments of crisis, there's still that capacity for hope.
Absolutely, for connection, even for finding joy in unexpected places, right?
It's true. And I think that says a lot about the human spirit. Like, no matter what's going on around us, we can still find those moments of grace.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder, is true freedom about running away from everything, or is it about confronting those barriers head on?
That's a great question. And it's something I think Twain wants us to wrestle with. It's not about easy answers.
Definitely not. Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. We've talked about Twain's incredible satire, about those timeless questions about race and equality. If we were to leave our listeners with just one thought to chew on, what would it be?
That's a tough one. But I think it would be this. Don't mistake the adventures of Huckleberry Finn for just a story about the past. It's about us, too. It's about looking in the mirror and asking ourselves, how far have we really come?
And what work still needs to be done.
Exactly.
It's a book that stays with you. And honestly, I think everyone should read it or revisit it if it's been a while. Just be ready for a deep dive.
And for a few laughs along the way.
Always. Thanks for joining us as we navigated those waters together.